Robinson, Brother and Sister, D.E. St. Helena, California, March 30, 1906. Dear children, Dores and Ella, we do not have much sunshine. The day before yesterday was cloudy and rainy. Yesterday was cloudy all day. Toward evening, rain began to fall and continued falling all night and part of today. It is now evening, and as usual, a gentle, steady rain has begun falling. Dear children, I do want to hear from you, if it is only a few lines. I am very much in need of Dores. I have needed him every moment since he went away. Do not engage yourselves to teach for another year, until we can all consult together in regard to the work before us. I see so much matter that should come before the people. But the Lord knows what is best for us all. At times I carry a very heavy burden for my brethren. Dissension is something that always causes me intense anguish of soul. We are all in peril, and very much is lost when the people of God spend time in contention. The time in which we are living calls upon us to be on guard every moment. We must not be regardless of the rocks and quicksands and the many perils that surround us. Unless we are on guard against the stratagems of the foe, unless we watch the movements of the foe, we shall be surprised off our guard and shall be made to suffer defeat and loss. We are God's servants, entrusted with the charge of His household, and we must watch for souls as they that must give an account. We are to be always ready of Christ's appearing, lest coming suddenly, He find us sleeping. We must hide ourselves in Christ. Let us be faithful, watchful, prayerful, and wide awake to our dangers. Let us teach others lessons of cheerfulness, watchfulness, and faith. An attitude of prayerfulness on our part will be to others as salt that has not lost its savor. We are never to forget that we are living epistles, known and read by all with whom we associate. I am very thankful that neither of you has a light and trifling spirit. The responsibilities that you are bearing as educators will be a constant guard over you. I am pleased that you are united in marriage, because you can be a help to each other and can be constantly preparing for more useful service. The Spirit of the Lord is being withdrawn from the earth. The Lord has long held in restraint His own powers, that sinners might have opportunity to become converted and be zealous workers in the Master's service. But the time is coming when the limit of the Lord's forbearance will have been reached. Be strong in the Lord, be strong in spiritual mindedness and wide awake and observant. Then your deportment will teach others. Light, precious light will brighten your pathway, and you will be often with the Savior in prayer. Jesus loves you and has given His life for you. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Thus you will prove the reality of your love for Him who gave His life for you, that you, receiving Him, might be children of God. Stand fast in faith and good works. This will be your recommendation in every place. When your school term closes, do not engage yourselves to teach for another year. We need teachers and we need ministers. I think that your place is in the ministry. There is certainly a broader field for you than teaching. Your work is to labor and pray, to plant and water the seed sown, to work hopefully and cheerfully. I am glad that I have always found you looking on the bright side, speaking hopefully. I cannot tell you how I have missed you both. I have needed you so much in my work. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. John 2, verse 5. Then you will go forward and upward. May the Lord help you and bless you and strengthen you. We need a faith that leads us to do just what the Lord has told us to do. Please send in a few lines, and if you can clearly see that it is your duty to enter the ministry, do not delay. Whatsoever Christ saith unto thee, do it, and the Lord will bless you. May God increase your faith and hope is my prayer.